Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas announced the suspension of peace talks, accusing Israel of committing war crimes in Gaza. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat said the Israeli assault on Gaza will only bring more violence.
We believe that the international community must help us in acquiring and getting a mutual cessation of hostilities immediately.
The Palestinian Authority was responding to anger which spilled onto the streets of the West Bank. Palestinians called for revenge, and in the biblical town of Hebron, they clashed with Israeli troops who fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition. A 14-year-old boy was killed. There were also protests in Lebanon. Arab states, the European Union, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon accused Israel of an excessive use of force in Gaza. But the Israeli army kept up the pressure. In one airstrike in Gaza City, missiles destroyed the office of Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev says it is a legitimate response to daily Palestinian rocket attacks.
If you think of how the people in southern Israel have been living with these missiles coming in day after day, week after week, year after year, our response has indeed been proportionate. We will act to defend our people.
The violence is casting doubt over President Bush's goal of a peace agreement by the end of the year. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrives here later this week and will try to get the peace process back on track. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.